With me I have James Doherty, the assistant coach of Omagh Rugby Club. And after 87 minutes, a penalty nearly lost the game for Omagh. But having said that, James, it was a hard, bruising battle. And there's some facets of the game where teams dominated for 10 minutes but couldn't score. And I think both coaches from either side would say they didn't put away the points when they should have.
100%, Alec, I would agree with you. The big thing for me was that about the first 20 minutes of the second half, we created a few chances. We took the wrong options and we tried to maybe go when we should have maybe moved the ball a wee bit wider. But the big thing for me was the heart of the guys in the second half. They turned it around, 12-5 down at half time. They came back out fighting, played really well. We're creating chances, which is a good thing. It's just a matter of now finishing them off and making the right decisions.
Well, I mean, it is a game you got 2 points from. You travel to play back-to-back games. That they'll be the first team match you play after Christmas. But I think that their position in that league belies what I saw today, because they're a very hard, bruising pack and some very talented backs.
Yeah, they're a very, very good side, and it'll be a hard challenge for us when we get down there. The only good thing down there is it's a 4G surface, which you're used to playing on. But we like to play a fast game, and I think it'll suit our backs if we can get quick ball. So I think down there it'll be a really competitive game. Again, it could go either way, but hopefully it'll go in Omagh's favour.
I mean, the first 15 minutes you had the opportunity to get scores, and they had as well. But I thought they would do two facets. When you did, with that time, their defence for the last 10 minutes of that second half, and your defence in extra time and whatever was superb.
That's the massive thing for me, is the guy showed so much heart, and they defend for as long as they did. Like, we defended for about 12-15 minutes right at the end of the game, and to only give away one penalty, I thought it just shows a lot for the guys, the character and the discipline on the side at that stage.
Well, I mean, now that's the first half of the league gone, you're out being in the top six, or the top four at least. I mean, you were lying third, and possibly that gives you 21 points now. So for a break now, the boys have done well, but the second half, I would like to think that you'll be concentrating that to take every point you get, because there's still a lot to play for.
Oh, massively. I think the disappointing thing for me is we lost a couple of games that we should have won before Christmas. We should be sitting in a lot better position. But Enniscorthy have shown that it can be done, and I believe we're the players and the talent here that we can get through the second half of the season unbeaten.